Welcome to All Tales, the podcast that brings you captivating stories from across the realms of imagination. So sit back, relax, and let your mind wander as we enter the world of Magic of Fire. In the cozy village of Warm Haven, everyone lived happily. But one day, something scary happened. A very cold wind, called the Everfrost, started to freeze everything. Plants, trees, and rivers all turned to ice. Kira, a brave girl from the village, didn't know what to do. But her grandma, a wise and kind lady who knew a lot of old stories, sat Kira down one evening by the food. She told Kira about a powerful magic called the Fire Heart. This magic was very warm, so warm it could melt even the coldest ice. The Fire Heart was hidden in a mountain far away and guarded by tricky challenges. "Why don't you try to find the Fire Heart, Kira?" her grandma suggested with a gentle smile. "You are brave and you are smart. If anyone can bring back its warmth to save Warm Haven, it's you." Kira was scared at first, but she loved her village and didn't want to see it turn into ice. Kira knew she had to do something to save her village from the cold. So, she decided to be brave, just like the heroes in her grandma's stories. As Kira left her village to find the Fire Heart, she first saw an ash forest. Everywhere she looked, there were signs of dragon fire from a long time ago. The ground was full of surprises. Booby traps hidden under the ash and sudden holes that seemed to appear out of nowhere. Kira had to keep her eyes wide open and think fast. She felt her heart race, and with every careful step, using all her cleverness, she made it through the forest's tricky paths. After getting through the forest, Kira found herself in front of the crystal caves. This place was like a giant, sparkly puzzle made of ice and rocks. Suddenly, Kira saw a huge ice snake hissing at her. This snake breathed out ice so cold that it turned the air into frost. Kira knew she couldn't fight it head on, so she ran through the maze and made the snake follow her. As they dashed through the icy paths, the snake tried to catch Kira with its icy breath. Kira dodged and made the snake hit the icy walls instead. Every time the snake's cold breath hit a wall, the ice broke, clearing Kira's way forward. It was like the snake was helping her get through the maze without even knowing it. Step by step, she finally found the way out. Right after Kira left the icy caves, she saw a bridge covered in fire. A majestic and beautiful phoenix, glowing like a cozy campfire, was waiting there. The phoenix was the guardian of the Fire Heart. Kira was amazed by the phoenix, but she knew she had to be brave. "Why are you here?" the phoenix voice echoed. Kira replied, "My village is frozen by the Everfrost. I need the Fire Heart's flame to melt the ice and warm up my home." "Can you show me your heart is true?" asked the phoenix. Kira took off her necklace, filled with memories of her home and family, and offered it to the phoenix, showing she could do anything to help her village. The bird decided to help her. It flew to the Fire Heart and got Kira a special small flame. placed carefully in a little lantern so Kira could carry it safely back to her village. Kira felt amazed holding such a tiny yet powerful flame. Kira rushed back to her village. By now, the Everfrost was almost covering everything, making her village look like a frozen ghost town. But Kira held the lantern high, and as she did, the flame started to shine even brighter. She walked through the village, and with every step, the light from the lantern touched the frost, and it just melted away, like sugar in hot tea. The ice vanished from the fields, and the frozen rivers started to flow again. It was like watching spring come all at once, chasing away the longest winter they had ever known. The villagers couldn't believe their eyes. The warmth from the fire heart's flame not only melted the ice, but also brought back life to their crops and warmth to their hearts. Kira became a hero in her village, not just for bringing back warmth, but for showing everyone the power of bravery, hope, and the magic of a single tiny flame. Her journey with the fire became a story told over and over, inspiring everyone to believe that even the smallest light can conquer the deepest cold. All Tales is an original podcast written and produced by Leo Bloom and Prady Som, and is released bi-weekly. The All Tales opening theme was written and performed by Lito Velasco. Background music for Magic of Fire and their artists are credited in the episode's description. You can also watch All Tales on YouTube. You can support All Tales on Patreon and gain access to exclusive merchandise and media. And remember to follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok for more updates. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our All Tales community. Until next time, keep your imagination alive. All characters and events depicted in this podcast are entirely fictitious. Any similarity to actual events or persons is purely coincidental.